Serge Winter, je crois qu'il est temps pour moi de terminer cette émission d'une heure d'aujourd'hui. Je vous remercie pour votre fidélité et n'oubliez pas de nous écrire à notre courriel. voilisteners@gmail.com voilisteners@gmail.com Donc, je vous souhaite bonne journée, bonne soirée et à bientôt.
Hello and welcome to the news on Voice of Indonesia. These are the headlines. One dies after 6-magnitude earthquake strikes central Sulawesi. Bank Indonesia announces Kris expansion to Japan. I'm Ray and this is the news in details. A 6.0-magnitude earthquake struck central Sulawesi Poso Regency on Sunday, claiming one life and injuring 28 others. According to the National Disaster Management Agency, the victim, who was attending service at Elim Mansani Church, succumbed to injuries after being hit by falling debris. Rescue teams have been deployed as authorities continue assessing the damage from the tremors that hit at 6:30 a.m. local time. Ramasid K. Pratama has the details.
One person has died following a 6.0 magnitude earthquake in Poso Regency, Central Sulawesi, on Sunday, August 17. According to a statement from the Indonesian National Disaster Management Agency, the victim had initially been in critical condition after being struck by debris from Elim Mansani Church in the Regency while attending a morning service. Earlier, Abdul Muhari, head of the Data Information and Disaster Communication Center at the agency, stated that 29 people had reportedly been injured as of Sunday morning, including 13 who were referred to the hospital.
Informasi yang kita terima dari Pusdal Op BNPB.
Based on information we received from the agency's operational control center, relayed directly by the Poso Regency Disaster Management Agency, as of 8:34 a.m. Western Indonesia time, the earthquake has injured 29 people. Of these, 13 were referred to Poso Regional General Hospital, with 2 in critical condition.
Dari 13 orang ini, 2 diantaranya dalam kondisi kritis.
Abdul Muhari further noted that the local agency is continuing on-site monitoring and conducting rapid assessments to evaluate the quake's initial impacts. Meanwhile, a rapid response team has been deployed to Palu, Central Sulawesi's capital, to proceed to the affected area and assist the local government. The earthquake struck at around 6:30 a.m. local time, with its epicenter located inland, about 18 kilometers northwest of the town of Poso. However, the quake did not trigger a tsunami. Ramasid K. Pratama, Voice of Indonesia.
On Indonesia's 80th Independence Day, Bank Indonesia introduced a major breakthrough in the national payment system by expanding Kris to Japan.
On Sunday, 17 August 2025, Bank Indonesia officially announced the expansion of Kris to Japan. This breakthrough is coincided with 8 decades of Indonesia's independence. KRIS stands for Quick Response Code Indonesia Standard. It is the national standard for QR code payment system in Indonesia established by Bank Indonesia. KRIS allow user to make payment by scanning QR code from various digital payment applications such as mobile banking or digital wallet. This announcement was made by the governor of Bank Indonesia, Peri Wargio, on Jakarta.
Today, we proclaim that Kris can be used in Japan.
Peri Wargio stated that Indonesia now can use Kris for transaction at 35 merchants in Japan by scanning the JPQR global code to a domestic payment application. Bank Indonesia also plan to expand merchant coverage in Japan while enabling Japanese citizens to make transaction in Indonesia using their own payment app. Bank Indonesia also began the CRIS sandboxing phase between Indonesia and China, enabling trial transaction. In the future, Indonesian CRIS will be usable in China, and Chinese QR code will be usable in Indonesia. Going forward, Bank Indonesia is committed to expanding CRIS integration across countries to India, Saudi Arabia, and other countries, having previously connected to Thailand, Malaysia, and Singapore.
And we are also proclaiming the CRIS trial in China. Not only China, but also China's QR can be used in Indonesia. That's what we are proclaiming. Not only Japan, China. Let us pray that CRIS will also be connected to India, Saudi Arabia, and other countries.
According to Bank Indonesia, since it launched 6 years ago, CRIS has become the primary digital payment instrument in Indonesia. To date, it has 60 million users and approximately 40 million MSMEs utilizing it. Bank Indonesia considers this success to be concrete evidence of CRIS' contribution to maintaining national economic resilience, including during the COVID-19 pandemic. Raditya Arif Putrasetiawan, Voice of Indonesia.
The performance of shadow puppetry is one of the main traits of the Ministry of Culture in enlivening the 80th anniversary of the Republic of Indonesia's Independence Day celebrations. According to Minister Fadlizon, shadow puppetry has deep meaning in shaping the direction of national development. Ofra Regina has the details.
The Indonesian Ministry of Culture held a shadow puppetry performance to close the series of events marking the 80th anniversary of Indonesia's Independence Day. The event titled Gempita, short for Gema Pelindungan Budaya Nusantara or Echo of Cultural Heritage Protections, took place on Sunday in Jakarta. Featuring puppeteer Ki Bagong Darmono with the play Bima Krida, the story of Bima Krida tells of the heroism of the Pandawa brothers, led by Bima as a figure of truth and defender of the nations. In his remarks, Minister of Culture Fadlizon said that shadow puppetry is not merely an artistic performance, but also carries moral and spiritual values that remain relevant to society today. He underlines the importance of using shadow puppetry as guide in building the nation's cultural foundations and character.
Dalam wayang ini tidak hanya menikmati keindahan.
And in shadow puppetry, we do not only enjoy the beauty of the story's aesthetic, including the songs performed by the singers and the traditional musicians. Behind it all, I believe, lies exemplary moral and spiritual values that can serve as a guidance for life in society and as a nation.
Furthermore, Fadlizon said that the shadow puppet performance served as a momentum to revive the younger generation's appreciations for cultural heritage. He expressed hope that shadow puppet will continue to grow as an ecosystem of traditional arts, inspiring young people to love and appreciate it as part of Indonesia's intangible cultural heritage. Of the original Voice of Indonesia.
Minister of Communication and Digital Media Hafid has called for national collaboration to achieve digital sovereignty. She emphasized its crucial role in ensuring a safe and prosperous society as Indonesia celebrates its 80th Independence Day. Nur Kamila has the details.
As Indonesia marked its 80th Independence Day in 2025, the nation's journey reflects not only historical milestones, but also its people's enduring spirit to uphold the country's dreams and dignity. Minister of Communications and Digital Muti Afid shared this message in virtual statement monitored from Jakarta on Sunday. Muti Afid stated that Indonesia's independence today extends beyond physical territories to encompass digital sovereignty, symbolized that the nation's current independence is characterized by digital transformations.
Transformasi digital yang telah membuka peluang baru.
Digital transformation has created new opportunities from villages to urban centers. We witness our children learning without limits. MSMEs are thriving through online platform, and public services are now more accessible at people's fingertips. Furthermore, Muti Afid highlighted the importance of security in the digital space. She stressed that digital realm must be safe, fair, and inclusive for all citizens. She noted that security, fairness, and inclusivity are fundamental to Indonesia's sovereignty both now and in the future. The minister called on all citizens to move forward together, united in spirit and sovereign in technology to realize and advance Indonesia.
Coordinating Minister for Infrastructure and Regional Development Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono sees the momentum of Indonesia's 80th Independence Day as a reminder to build infrastructure that ensures equitable prosperity for the people. He expressed this view during the flag-lowering ceremony at the Merdeka Palace in Jakarta on Sunday.
Infrastructure must have a greater impact on the people. We aim not only to build more, but to build better once again to drive economic growth while also distributing prosperity across all regions of Indonesia.
Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono further called on all elements of the nation to unite in supporting priority agendas and government programs to improve the people's welfare. Thousands of enthusiastic citizens flocked to Jakarta's Presidential Palace grounds on Sunday to celebrate Indonesia's 80th Independence Day, with lucky ticket winners sharing their excitement about this rare opportunity. Kiki Novitasari shares the details.
The public enthusiastically celebrated Indonesia's 80th Independence Day at the State Palace in Jakarta on Sunday. Nopal Bedinugraha, one of the fortunate citizens who won the highly competitive wireless access ticket, shared his experience with RRI Voice of Indonesia. Nopal said that he had registered on a whim without expecting to actually win the chance to attend the Presidential Palace ceremony. Actually get it. So I'm excited to come early for the afternoon ticket because I want to see things like the performance here, the People's Festival, and so on. The ticket war become a new phenomenon in this year at the Independence Day celebration. The Cabinet Secretariat's office made this opportunity available for 16,000 citizens to witness the Independence Day ceremony firsthand at the Presidential Palace Complex in Jakarta. Kiki Novita, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia's 80th Independence Day celebration at the State Palace and National Monument attracted not only locals, but also international visitors. Among them was Oceana, witnessing the historic moments in Jakarta on Sunday. In an interview with RRA Voice of Indonesia, she described her first impression as overwhelmingly positive, admiring the red and white decorations and the unity of the Indonesian people.
I'm so happy because I'm came Indonesia to visit Indonesia. Thank God I reach here. It's Independence Day. I prefer to see Independence Day. I'm so much happy. Oh, the colored bed is nice, red and white. It's very nice color. And I'm see everything. I'm see presidents. I'm see the Indonesia people. I'm very happy.
Oceana, who came with her brother, was thrilled to experience the vibrant atmosphere of the celebration. She felt grateful to be able to join the festivities. She said that the celebration, filled with national pride, left a lasting memory for international guests like her. Listeners, it concludes today's news bulletin from the Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Salam damai dan sejahtera bagi kita semua. Salam, salve, om swastiastu, namo buddhaya, salam kebajikan, rahayu. Saya Hendra Asmo, Direktur Utama Lembaga Penyiaran Publik Radio Republik Indonesia. Atas nama Direksi Angkasawan Kasawati Radio Republik Indonesia, dari Sabang sampai Merauke dan dari Miangas hingga Pulau Rote, mengucapkan selamat hari ulang tahun ke-80 Republik Indonesia dengan tema Bersatu Berdaulat Rakyat Sejahtera Indonesia Maju. Saya mengajak kita semua, mari kita jaga keharmonisan, persatuan dan kesatuan, saling menguatkan Ibu Pertiwi demi keutuhan negara Republik Indonesia yang kita cintai. Mari kubarkan semangat nasional, sukseskan program-program pembangunan nasional menuju masyarakat Indonesia yang maju, sejahtera, adil dan makmur. Merdeka!
Tak masuk logika. Padamu Indonesian Wonder today is featuring Papuma Beach in Jember, East Java. Papuma Beach is a well-known tourist spot in Jember Regency, East Java Province, Indonesia. The name Papuma itself is actually an abbreviation of Pasir Putih Malikan. Located in Lojajar Village, Wuluhan District, Jember Regency, Papuma Beach is one of the most popular beaches in Jember. Although the distance is about 40 kilometers from the center of Jember, the beauty of Malikan Beach, which is quite exotic, is able to attract local and foreign tourists. Papuma Beach is also known as Tanjung Papuma Beach. There is the additional word Tanjung or Bay because the location of Papuma Beach itself tends to jut out towards the ocean, forming a kind of bay, hence the name Tanjung Papuma Beach. It is a beautiful, calm and clean beach. The road conditions to Papuma are uphill, so visitors must be extra careful. However, after reaching the top, all fatigue will disappear because you'll see firsthand its truly enchanting beauty coupled with its white sand, blue sky waves, and also fishing boats anchored on the edge of Papuma Beach. Papuma Beach was officially opened in 1994, but it was only in 1998 that it started to be crowded with tourists. According to history, during the Japanese occupation, the forest around Papuma Beach was used as a Japanese headquarters and fortress in the Pacific War. That was today's Indonesian wonder.
Dan ayat-ayat yang kau baca tak kurasa berbeda. Kita bebas untuk percaya sempurna yang kau puja. Dan ayat-ayat yang kau baca tak kurasa berbeda. Kita bebas untuk percaya sempurna yang kau puja. Dan ayat-ayat yang kau baca tak kurasa berbeda. Kita bebas untuk percaya.
Of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Introducing Indonesian vocabulary and guide you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between the Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Anyway, today's topic is about the perusahaan ekspedisi. The perusahaan ekspedisi, which means a shipping company. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation about bersepeda motor. Bersepeda motor, which means each motorcycle. This conversation is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and a staff at a shipping company in Semarang. The staff told Chris the fee of shipping his motorcycle. Let's listen to the conversation.
Saya ingin mengirim sepeda motor saya ke Palangkaraya. Berapa biayanya?
Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic, bersepeda motor. Bersepeda motor, which means each motorcycle. I'm going to say each word two times slowly, and please repeat after me. Biaya, biaya, which means fee. Pengiriman, pengiriman, which means shipping. Dari Semarang. Dari Semarang, which means from Semarang. Ke Palangkaraya. Ke Palangkaraya, which means to Palangkaraya. Rp1.300.000. Rp1.300.000, which means Rp1.300.000. Per, which means each. Sepeda motor. Sepeda motor, which means motorcycle. Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor. Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor, which means the shipping fee from Semarang to Palangkaraya is Rp1.300.000 for each motorcycle. Berapa biaya? Berapa biaya? Which means, how much is the fee? Mengirim. Mengirim. Which means, to send. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya, Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor. Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya, Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor. Which means, the shipping fee from Semarang to Palangkaraya is Rp1.300.000 for each motorcycle. In the sentence, there is the phrase per sepeda motor, which means for each motorcycle. The word per, which means each, which divides each one of the sepeda motor, or motorcycle. Here are other examples. Let's listen to some other examples using expressions per. Biaya anggota di pusat kebugaran ini per bulan Rp100.000. Biaya anggota di pusat kebugaran ini per bulan Rp100.000, which means membership in this gym is Rp100.000 per month. Harga tiket bioskop Rp50.000 per orang. Harga tiket bioskop Rp50.000 per orang, which means the movie ticket is Rp50.000 per person. For your information, Indonesian term for a two-wheeled vehicle is sepeda motor, which means motorcycle. However, most Indonesians call motorcycles as motor, which means motor. In some other regions, they call it kereta, which actually means train. Even some call it with certain motorcycle brands. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation. Saya ingin mengirim sepeda motor saya ke Palangkaraya. Berapa biayanya?
Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about per sepeda motor, which means each motorcycle. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Steve. Sampai jumpa. Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Yeah. selamanya.
Satukan lagi.
serpihan hati ini atas dasar cintamu. Hidupku kembali.
Ku rasa kembali jatuh hati ini ke dalam rasa yang dulu yang telah membunuhku. Bersama dirimu ku bernafas lagi, bernafas di dalam cinta yang telah kau beri. Meski sempat ku rasa ini takkan terjadi, namun ku akui ku jatuh cinta lagi. Kesendirianku berakhir di sini. Kutemukan hidup yang baru bersama denganmu. Kusatukan lagi serpihan hati ini atas dasar cinta.
like a sound stereo out of control.
We gonna dancing, singing, bouncing, laughing, jumping.
While the music's still trending.
Make it out loud where nobody's seen.
From the pedal to the metal, get the settle.
Let's bounce on the beat. Saatnya,
ini waktunya.
Karena
this is our time.
Let's go. It's gonna be loud.
Yeah,
right. We're feeling alright.
Cause this is our time.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hanya untuk bertemu denganmu, ku hampiri engkau meski kau jauh. Namun hatimu telah runtuh dan buatku terjatuh. Kau tak pernah tahu betapa hati yakin untukmu. Kau tak pernah tahu betapa aku merindukanmu. In